You are ascending along the steep ridge known as Scale di Ercavallo, which gave access to the area's army buildings on a well-designed military track branching off just above the modern picnic area. From here you climb up to the Ercavallo hut at the beginning of the vast amphitheatre at the top of Mount Ercavallo and Corno dei Tre Signori, which are clearly visible from here. This could also be reached from the army road which climbed up from the Montozzo Basin. This, still accessible, access route was built halfway up the natural barrier along which the border between the Kingdom of Italy and the Austro-Hungarian Empire ran. Punta di Ercavallo and the village were served by a four-section teleferic. The starting point was along the road from Case di Viso to the Fornuncolo hut, just above the Arcanello stream near the 280mm howitzer battery emplacements, the largest guns located on this part of the front. The site is marked by a plaque affixed to a boulder in memory of Trentino volunteer Ugo Benazzi, who died in an avalanche on 13 December 1916. The 13th of December 1916 has gone down in history as Black St. Lucie and #8217, S-Day to mark the night in which hundreds of soldiers from both sides died in the many avalanches caused by the abundant snowfalls of the previous days followed by a subsequent rise in temperature. The first section of teleferic reached an altitude of 2,408 meters on the plateau you pass as you climb up to the Ercavallo Lakes, marked by a small iron cross in memory of Ennio Forstinelli, brother of the well-known alpine guide Giovanni, who died at the age of 12 when he fell from a crag while he was grazing cattle with a friend. Materials were unloaded and transported to the second leg of the teleferic, which took them a little higher at Ercavallo hut, at an altitude of 2,543 meters. Here material had to be once again unloaded and loaded up onto the third leg, which took it to the military village, at an altitude of 2,888 meters. The last leg, from the military village to Pozzo della Conca, climbed up to the westernmost of the two Ercavallo peaks, at an altitude of 3,069 meters. From the valley floor to the peak, then, the total altitude gain was a grand total of 1,105 meters, around 2,730 meters in length. When you get to the signs marking the way to Ercavallo village, continue for a few hundred meters to the banks of the larger of the Ercavallo lakes for a not-to-be-missed natural scenario before retracing your steps to continue.